had quite a run here at Darlington. It seems like every time you go there, it seems like you've had success. Is this simply a place you love going to?
I love Darlington. I mean, you know, it's not that far from my house, and you know, the track conditions are always killer. And obviously it's quarter mile track, so it's real easy and manageable to, you know, get stopped, and you know, we have a good time there. I mean, there's always, you know, normally there's a good crowd, but obviously we were crowdless.
Right.
And you know, it's a good racetrack. You know, it's a good facility. The people, the managers, the prep guys, everybody's real friendly. I mean, it is a I guess you basically turn into my home track now.
I guess coming into this after this downtime, did you feel like you guys were in a good spot? Were you expecting to have a good weekend?
You know, I would say we came in expecting we were in a good spot for multiple reasons. Number one, I just moved my race shop to Hickory to my house. I put up a big garage on the side of the property.
Okay.
Well, I just finished moving the whole operation. Truck, trailer, cars, tools, equipment, materials, and that just happened in the last month. I mean, I finished it about a month ago. And you know, the kind of it was almost to me felt like it was a fresh restart, even though we had been out once already. We've done no testing in between the first race we showed up to in Darlington. We tested the day before, and we raced. Qualified the next day. We actually tested like a day and a half, and we raced the next day, and you know, we did well for the conditions, and then we left. And I haven't tested, one, because I was moving, two, I was kind of running back to New York trying to strategize on how to, you know, keep my business afloat during the whole coronavirus. And then I knew going into this race that everybody's been cooped up for 8 weeks, and a lot of people never got a season opener. I mean, we were fortunate we got to do one race. I mean, it wasn't the conditions I would have preferred, but at least we got to go out there and, you know, have a race. Some of the cars that showed up there this particular weekend hadn't raced at all. So there was people testing there since Tuesday. So going into this race, honestly, I didn't feel like we had an edge or an advantage on anybody, and I also felt that everybody that wanted to race, even if they don't follow the series, was going to be there. And, you know, I was right. I mean, we had NHRA guys there. We had Pro Boost guys there. We had Pro Nitrous guys there. We had, I mean, there was a real big crowd of cars, which was good, but a lot of those were there more for the sake of it was the first place to race.
For,
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, for you, how good did it feel just to get back out there? I mean, just, you know, just not only the stress of not being able to race, but like you mentioned, all the stress of your business and moving and things like that. How good was it just to kind of get out there and just get behind the wheel a little bit?
It felt great. And, you know, all the guys were, they were chomping at the bit when this race was announced. And, you know, our first concern, because right after it was announced, the day later, there was going to be, you know, limited to three crew, and, you know, and we knew we were going to be under limitations. And, you know, I mean, I have a lot of guys that help me, and, you know, not all of them come to every race, but because everybody's been cooped up, everybody wanted to come to this race, you know? And it was good, and, you know, putting it in the middle of the Woostock was cool, because there was a lot of other car classes there. There was a lot of fast radio versus the world cars, and you know, it was a good event.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at just what you guys were able to do, just consistency all around the board, you know, on the starting line from the car, everything. What was kind of key for you guys? What do you think worked well for you guys this weekend to get that win?
You know, we had the crew really worked well. We had no mistakes, no whoopsies. You know, this whole deal is, you know, there's 1,000 ways to lose and usually one way to win. And, you know, somehow or another, one round or one round of eliminations, one of those 1,000 items can plague you and cost you the race, whether it's something, a mistake, you know, in the maintenance of the car between rounds, a driver mistake on me, a tune-up mistake. I mean, you know, there's just so many variables. And, you know, it all came together. I mean, I felt I drove real good. The car was real good. I had a good car under me. We made some good rounds. You know, we were near the low of every session, if not low, you know. So, I mean, we made good runs. I mean, you know, I was a little concerned because it was, you know, there was more Pro Charger cars there than would normally come to that deal. And mm-hmm. those cars are, I feel they're still faster than us. But,
yeah.
you know, between the heat and the track conditions, it was pretty decent parity.
Yeah, definitely. Do you go back? I mean, you guys are on an incredible run right now. Just not only this year, 2-for-2 this year, but you win the Shakedown, or win the RVW versus Pro Mod thing last year at the Shakedown, and you win the Carolina Extreme Championship. You know, it's a pretty special pace that you guys are on right now. What's this like for you?
Oh, it's great. I mean, you know what? We work hard, and
yeah.
the guys really dedicate a lot of time to the race team and to me. And, you know, we work hard behind the scenes. We take a lot of sacrifices for time and through the night travel and, you know, lack of sleep. And, you know, it's this, you know, racing is the kind of deal where you can work equally as hard when you're losing as you are when you're winning. It's just sometimes a combination of everything gels together. And a lot of people on the outside that aren't involved in it don't understand that. You know, the hardest working team may not be the team winning.
Right.
That's sometimes the team losing.
Right.
And it's very hard to stay positive when there's not positive results.
Yeah.
And every team goes through it. I mean, you know, I've been fortunate. You know, our motor program is really good. Our transmission program is really good. Our nitrous program, Brandon Schweitzer with the tune-ups and with a nitrous and with MoTeC has been really good. You know, we really have a very good package right now. And I think everybody has good quality equipment now, too. So it's not like anybody has the ability to either spend more or get better equipment than somebody else. So we've kind of leveled the playing field with the block qualities, the piston qualities. I mean, the parts have all gotten very close, you know. And the cars, I mean, you know, obviously Jerry Bickle holds the majority of cars in the class, in most classes. So, I mean, we all have a very similar car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what it's coming down to now is how well the team works together and the maintenance and the calls made between rounds.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then obviously the driver. I mean, you could have the best. I mean, you go out there and, you know, I mean, I ran number one qualifier second round and he out-ET'd me, but we got the win light. So, you know, you could get everything else right, and you know they could go all wrong when you get to the racetrack, you know, on the racetrack.
Yeah, yeah. And you're exactly right. It's all about taking advantage of the opportunities. You guys have done a great job of that here lately. Has that been particularly satisfying for you that to come through, you know, when everything's kind of there for the taking?
Yeah, it has. And, you know, going into Saturday morning, I was like, We missed it on Q3, and I was like, oh, it's just not a good way to start elimination day, you know. And we didn't move in ET, obviously, because we didn't improve, and, you know, six cars went around us. So, you know, we were sitting number two Friday night, and I was pretty happy with that. And, you know, it was just like, you know, in the blink of an eye,
right.
Now we're back at number eight,
right.
And number eight's got to race nine, and, you know, you start out with, you know, every round was a hard round, and we had very good cars. They're very good teams, very good drivers. I mean, there was not a lack of performance, talent, ability on any rounds, but with any car in the other lane.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Last thing for you, Chris, is, you know, a lot of eyes were on this race, you know, one of the first races to come back from all this. Was it cool to have that and to be able to come through and get the win with a lot of people paying attention this weekend?
Yeah, and I think more people were paying attention this weekend because it technically is the first race in
right.
that style racing, in radio racing and mm-hmm. pro mod racing since this pandemic. And, you know, I mean, did we, you know, hopefully we did a good job for showing people that it's, you know, you can go out, you know, and you can race and you're not going to, you know, you're not going to be plagued with a disease or death. I mean, we really need to kind of step back to, I don't want to say a new normal, but normal period. You know, I mean, you know, human beings need interaction, and interaction is good for the mind, good for everything. And I just think that the race was good. I feel bad for Keith Berry and for Russell Miller that they we had fans. You know, we, you know, it was kind of funny, and you probably followed it. The lead up to this race is we weren't going to have fans. We were going to have very limited crew. They opened up to a little bit more crew, and then they opened up to spectator side only. And then it was like everything changed once we got on property.
Right.
You know, and not anybody's fault in the promoting, in the track management, and anything, just local government. And, you know, it's a shame because, you know, it would have been good for even the fans are – you know, they're ready. I mean, they're ready for, I mean, you know, we put as much as we could on Facebook throughout the race and on social media so that at least people would have a little taste of what was going on, the people that either didn't have access or didn't want to pay for access to watch speed video, you know, and I think it was good. I think it was good for the race community. I'm hoping that it was good for other racetracks and promoters and series. You know, I'm sure you're ready to get started, like the rest of us. And I'm also sure that, I mean, at this point, we need to, I mean, the world needs to, you know, the United States needs to be turned back on to, whether you want to call it a new version of normal, but it's back to, you know, we could coexist and, you know, be out there and do things.